Welcome to the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Veritas Radio Network, the Crusade Channel. Christopher, I'm getting a lot of feedback in my headphones, by the way. Glad you joined us here. We're Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time till 8 a.m. Central Time. Glad you joined us. As a live call-in program, that means you can call us anytime you'd like by picking up your smartphone, opening up your keypad, and pressing the numbers 844-527-8723, or also translated into 844-5-CRUSADE. I got to turn my volume down here. Hold on. There, let's see if that's better. Yeah, I can. It's kind of hard to talk when you can hear yourself on a millisecond delay in your headphones. So anyway, glad you joined us here, folks. We're live, like I said, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time, followed by my good friend Mike Church and the Mike Church Show. He'll be broadcasting live on location today. So it's going to be a great show. He's got to pack the audience up there in Philadelphia. Greg Carpenter is going to be up there with him, so you'll want to stay tuned immediately after my show. He'll be going live. I think at some point here I'll call in and connect as well, and we'll just have a jolly old time up there. So glad you joined us here this morning. Want to thank all of you who are Founders Past members. You make this happen. This is why we have the ability to do what we do, because of those of you who have stepped up in big ways and helped promote the Veritas Radio Network, the disruptive radio network out there. And don't think for a minute we are not disrupting mainstream conservative talk radio. We are, because I think as you have arrived at the same conclusion I have, there are no solutions over there. There really are not. There is just the same old thing. Get the GOP in power. You know, you really can distill the entire mainstream talk show, conservative talk show strategy down to just a few words. Get the GOP in power. Right? If we're just honest about it, isn't that the strategy you've heard now for literally decades? Now, I don't fault some of those guys because I used to be in that exact same camp. The solution is we just got to get John McCain in there. Or we just got to get Mitt Romney. I know he's not great, but he's sure better than Obama. Well, I'm not sure we can necessarily prove that point. But it feels good to feel like you're doing something. And most people want who are politically aware, not necessarily active, but are politically aware, want to feel like they're doing something. And so it's quite natural to, when you want to do something, do something. And so what have you been told by mainstream conservative talk radio for decades? Vote, hope, and cope. Go out and vote based on a hope that this time will be different, only to then cope with the reality, oh no, things aren't any different. The government is getting bigger, it is getting more powerful, and it is going massively in debt, regardless of which party is in control. And that's just been the reality of people's lives who have been following conservative mainstream talk radio for pretty much their whole politically active career. And again, I am quick to point to the fact that I used to do the same thing. But now there's a new approach to radio emerging on the horizon. It is called the Veritas Radio Network, where we focus on truth and not sophomoric political solutions. We will tell you the real deal. And we are disruptive in that way, because certainly on this show, I do not embrace the idea that the vote matters this year. But I haven't embraced that idea for quite some time. Running to the polls in November will change nothing. As I've written over on my website, I continue to direct you over there, by the way, the suspended, semi-competent, barely competent executive producer, Trent, has written quite a good article I'll be posting up over on my website today regarding political correctness, why Trump matters in that discussion. And you'll be able to read that this afternoon as soon as I do some final editing on it. But he is like me. We are not going to participate in this national election circus other than to go there and write on our ballots, we do not consent to this system of government. Why? Why don't I consent to this? Because it is a de facto, not a de jure. It is a illegitimate system of government that has emerged since probably 1793-94. Yep, way back there. These guys untethered themselves. Go read the congressional record. You can get to it online, by the way. I'll post it up on my Facebook page today. And by the way, that's another way we can stay in touch. Facebook.com/TheMarkCreslinShow. I'll have that article. I'll have that link up there where you can actually go read the congressional record. You'll read what those guys were saying. I think it goes all the way back to 1789, 1790. Turn the pages, read the debates on the floor. Look at what they start doing right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, they start violating the Constitution. They start creating all these programs, all these expenditures. They find ways to tax so that they can grow the government that they've just created. And so when you're bored stiff or you can't go to sleep, open up the congressional record from the early 1700s or 1780s, I'm sorry, and read. And you'll see that not just in some major events I talk about, with the Whiskey Rebellion, the Sedition Act of 1798, but in little ways, they're already starting to exercise control over large swaths of the country. So this is the truth. You're not going to hear Limbaugh talk about this stuff. Because partly he can't, because he doesn't know it. But number two, it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative that the United States is exceptional. America is exceptional, and we've just got to get back to some nostalgic period where Andy Griffith and Mayberry RFD was the rule of the day, and Aunt B was baking apple pies every day, and Father Knows Best was really how life was back in those days. Little hint, I came from an illegitimate relationship. That's right. Yours truly, the host of the Mark Creslin Show, was the product of an affair. So was my sister. So these pristine ideas we have of the 1950s, where Father Knows Best was the rule of the day, I am living proof that it wasn't. Now my mother has gone to be with the Lord. She has reconciled. She reconciled herself to Jesus Christ before she died. She's a wonderful woman. And her sins have been forgiven, and she is with the Lord. So her sins that led to the birth of yours truly and my sister have been forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. So I can talk about my mother and the events leading to my birth and my much older sister. By the way, Christy, if you're listening, my much older sister, Christy, we are both products of the supposed Father Knows Best period of time where those things didn't happen. Well, that's what you are going to hear from mainstream talk radio, a push to get back to some nostalgic time when Andy and Aunt B and what was his name? What was the son's name? Escapes me now. I can't remember. Anyways, that was Rule of the Day or Lassie or Father Knows Best. Now, those were all good programs. I used to watch them, so I'm not condemning the program. But it creates a false narrative of what we really were back even in the 50s. And so talk radio tends to push us to think, well, if we just get the right people in Congress and if we get the right people in the White House, well, by golly, we'll go right back there. We'll be taking walks along the dirt roads with our fishing poles, heading towards the pond, and we're going to spend the day out there fishing. Opie, that's it. And so, anyways, that's what you get on mainstream talk radio. You won't get any of the hosts saying that the Constitution, the elected officials who took an oath back in the late 1780s, early 1790s to uphold and defend the Constitution. Many of them were participants in the either the ratification or the writing of the Constitution. Upon taking office, almost immediately began to violate it. You will not hear that on mainstream talk radio, but you will hear it here on the Veritas Radio Network because we are about truth. We're going to expose the truth no matter if it's beautiful or if it's ugly. And so we are disruptive radio in that regard. We are going to disrupt mainstream conservative talk radio. And in doing so, we are going to satisfy the itch that most people who would call themselves conservatives, perhaps call themselves Christians, are trying to scratch, which is, well, you know, we've been trying this thing for 30 years, and it doesn't quite seem to be working. After three decades of voting, hoping, and coping, we have a bigger government, a more powerful government, and one that is more in debt. And we are killing more babies. We're up to 56 million now. We are launching offensive military operations without proper declarations of war. And the problem is, it seems like both parties are doing. Kreslins, you got a better idea over there at the Veritas Radio Network. This one over here at the EIB doesn't seem to be working that well. Well, that's the itch that most conservatives and Christians and are beginning to feel, and they're looking for somebody to scratch it, and they ain't going to get it scratched at in mainstream talk radio. They're going to get it scratched over here at the Veritas Radio Network. And so we thank all of you who are founders, past members that actually make this possible. We couldn't do it without you. We thank our sponsors who have been so gracious and stepped up to make sure we're on. The bills are getting paid, and we're on Monday through Friday. And we continue to expand out the network in that regard. I am so excited about tomorrow's debut show of the Suzanne option with my good friend Suzanne Sherman. She'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from 12 to 1 Central Time, live, just like we're live Monday through Friday. She'll be on Thursdays and Fridays live. That means you can pick up your phone during that same time and call her. She is personally seceding. She has seceded from the state of California. She withdrew from there and moved to Utah and is learning sustainable lifestyles in preparation for the inevitable, the economic collapse, the cultural collapse. The cultural collapse, in my view, has happened. We are down. The Black Hawk is down. It is down, and the evidence is crystal clear out there. The culture has melted down. It's not melting down. There's no longer putting off any pretense about this. There's no longer hoping that somehow the American culture can be rescued. It is down. And I hope you all will come to that same conclusion, because when you come to the conclusion that it's down, well, you're faced with a couple of options. Okay, well, it's down. I guess I'm just going to have to live with it. Or is there another way to consider fixing the problems that stem from a culture that melted down? Well, Suzanne is going to be talking about some aspects of that on her show, The Suzanne Option. And again, she debuts this Thursday, tomorrow, and she'll be on from 12 to 1. You won't want to miss it. I'll be tuning in, listening live, unless something happens that prevents me from doing so. But anyways, this is all possible because you folks step up and have become founders, past members, and boy, we are thankful. Now, to those of you who continue to use the product that we're offering, we broadcast live, free of charge, on the VeritasRadioNetwork.com. We'd ask you to consider becoming a Founders Pass member today. It's easy as pie. I don't even know what the phrase is. Some phrase I was attempting to use but blew it halfway through. Anyways, it's easy to do. Just go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, click the join button. You'll see a whole host of ways that you can join. If you're already a member, consider giving a gift membership to a friend or family member. Expose them to the truth. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Now, of course, he was meaning that in a spiritual context, but there's a principle that I think we all can embrace. Nevertheless, truth illuminates lies, right? Truth is like a light shining into a dark room. It illuminates it. Well, if we've been living in darkness, living under a false narrative, living under a belief that all we need to do is vote, hope, and cope, if that's where we've been living, well, Veritas, truth, will enlighten you. So consider giving a gift subscription to a friend or family member, introduce them to the show. Listen, folks, I know your job is pretty hard, especially with my show. I get a little bit zany. I get that with my provocative conversations about secession, that the Constitution isn't what people think it is. I know it's hard to refer your friends over here because you think, oh, no, what are they going to think of me if they think I like this idiot over there on the Mark Kreslin show? But take the risk. Obviously, you know we have fun on this show. We try to bring a degree of levity to this. I've chopped off Trent's fingers on the air before. When's the last show you've heard that kind of discipline exercised on a semi-competent producer who doesn't do his job? Trent is tormenting the audience with a constant replay of Seal and if he'll ever finish his coursework for his senior year projects related to his college degree. He'll get his rear end back on the show here, although I have suspended him, and we'll continue that suspension until such a point he agrees not to bombard the audience with Seal. So we try to have fun over here, but at the same point, we try to tackle serious topics. We really do, friends. I'm glad you joined us here. Thank you for becoming a Founders Pass member. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Buck Steel, McClure Block. I'll tell you, we bought a McClure Block cutting board. It's beautiful, friends. You go to their website, McClureBlock.com. You will be stunned. Absolutely stunned with their craftsmanship, the quality of their handmade items there. If you need a countertop or a butcher's block or a cutting board, my gosh, you owe it to yourself to go to McClureBlock.com. You will not be disappointed. I look forward to a time where I can purchase more of their products. If you're looking for a car, if you're in the market for a new car, well, heck, go to Bulldog Kia, BulldogKia.com. Tell them the Mike Church or the Mark Kreslin Show sent you there from the Veritas Radio Network. These are wonderful folks who will treat you well, and it doesn't really much matter where you live. Now, I suppose if you live in Bangkok, maybe they would have a little difficult time getting the Kia to you. But if you live in the listening audience here and you're in the market for a new car, this is how you support the Veritas Radio Network. Give them a call over there or go to their website, BulldogKia.com, and buy one from them. They'll get the car to you. And same thing with our good friends at Buck Steel. If you're in the market for a new building, which we will be soon here in Oklahoma as we continue the process of locating land and hopefully building a church there soon, we will be inviting the good folks at Buck Steel to bid on our project. To build a new building. We went to their website again, bucksteel.com, and you'll see some pretty cool designs there. So anyways, thank you for being a Founders Pass member. Thank you, all the sponsors. Hello to all the folks up there at the 18th Avenue Bakery. Good morning to everybody up there. Hope you all are having a good day as you order your bagel and cream cheese this morning. I wish I had one, believe me, but I don't, unfortunately. But I am drinking coffee, and I'll tell you, coffee's great. I mean, how do you start a day without coffee? I know there's a lot of younger people that aren't quite into the coffee craze the way I was raised in it. But man, I'll tell you, there's not much better than waking up in the morning and having a cup of coffee, and I'm enjoying one today. So good morning to everybody up there at the 18th Avenue Bakery. I hope you all are having a great day. Also, good morning to everybody up there at the Twin Smoke Shop in Philadelphia. I know you guys are getting prepared and set up for a live broadcast at 9 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock our time. I'll just hope that Mike doesn't bore you guys too much. I'll tell you what, if you're up there and it starts to get a little boring, just send Christopher a message in the studio. He'll call me, and I'll try to squeeze you guys in. So if you get a little bored here in church, you know, and you want some entertaining radio, just, you know, send me an email. I'll connect with the radio program and we'll liven it up a little bit and make it enjoyable for you. But I do hope you guys have a great event up there. I understand that it's going to be a pretty packed house up there. I wish I could have joined you up there. That would have been a lot of fun. But as most of you know, this is not my full-time job. This is my contribution to the advancement of the movement we are trying to start, i.e. getting truth out there. Ultimately, that'll transform into some political options that are in front of us. And in that regard, I want to start out this morning with some secession news, my favorite topic. I know that there are people. I was telling my son last night, Trent, I said, you know, it's really an amazing time we live in when you view it from the vantage point of my life. Now, I'm not that old. I'm only 57. But I've seen 57 years of life. Well, really, you know, obviously 47 years because I don't remember much when I was two. Let's say I've seen 47 years of life. I've seen some of the most amazing things happen, from landing on the moon to somebody telling me someday we would have computers in our house. And when they told me that, as many of you who are in your 50s, 60s, and older will remember, computers were in buildings. They were in big rooms. Remember some of the shows we used to watch with the FBI or Dragnet, and they'd be in a room and you'd see all these big machines with wheels spinning and tapes spinning. That's what we understood computers to be. And so when somebody told me someday I'd have one in my house, it was like, you got to be out of your mind. Where are we going to put a computer in our house? And we've seen all kinds of technological advances, friends. If you're older than 50, you have seen incredible technological advances. I remember the first cell phones. They were in those bags, remember? And it was just so cool driving around talking on a phone. Couldn't imagine it. Now we carry them in our pockets. And so, you know, we have seen incredible advances. But on the political front, we've seen advances as well. Literally, as most of you know my story, I worked in Congress for two conservative Republican members of Congress, George Wortley and Richard Baker. I was a legislative assistant for George and a senior legislative assistant for Richard. And I had the interesting privilege, I guess is the best way to put it now, of seeing how the sausage is made deep inside the belly of the beast. I walked the halls of Congress before 9/11. You know, we could cross over in the tunnels and go over to the House, Capitol building whenever we wanted to. And there was real freedom of movement. We had checkpoints and stuff, but nothing compared to what it is today. I understand you can't even get into the Capitol anymore. They've got this recreated Capitol underground nearby. I've seen advances politically. I was up there during the Reagan Revolution. That's when I worked in Congress. And I've seen politics change considerably, but we've all seen the negative side of politics change considerably, haven't we? It hasn't been a net gain. We've gone from $1 trillion of debt up to near 19 trillion. I think we're over 19 now, heading towards 20, and who knows where it'll end. Mike did a great show the other day on the failure of the pro-life movement. We've witnessed the slaughter of 56 million babies in this country. We have seen literally tens and thousands of people bombed into oblivion without a proper declaration of war as America launched offensive military operation after military operation. By the way, I was in the military, so please don't, you know, call and yell at me and say, well, how dare you? It's not the military's fault. They don't, most guys that are on the line don't say, hey, you know what, can we go to war? We're a little bored over here. Any chance you policymakers could come up with a war? We're looking forward to it. So it's not the guy, it's not the frontline guys. It's the frauds in Washington, D.C. It's the megalomaniacs there who order these things. So don't, you know, if you're in the military or retired, please keep the issues separate in your mind. I do. I was just a ground grunt. I didn't ask anybody to go to war. I didn't send a letter to the president and say, hey, I'm bored over here. Any chance we could launch some offensive military operations next week? So please keep the issue separate as we discuss these things. It's not the frontline guys who ask for this. It is the megalomaniacs in D.C. that get these things going. So I've witnessed a number of offensive military operations without a proper declaration of war. And sadly, that's how we have come to define American exceptionalism, our ability to project military force around the world. Well, I think now we have to step back and say, has that been a net gain for us and for the world? Well, I don't think it has been, certainly as it relates to operations in the Middle East. We have really, I remember Colin Powell told Bush, if you break it, you own it. Well, guess what we did? We broke it. Now, do I agree with, I almost hate to have to disqualify these statements, but I feel like I have to. Do I agree with Sharia law? Of course not. Do I agree with totalitarian type governments or theocracies in the Middle East? No, of course I don't. Do I live in the Middle East? No, I live in Oklahoma. You know, one of the great mistakes, I remember Bush saying that everybody had a spark of freedom in their soul. Well, I don't know how true that is. You know, that sounded good. It's good rhetoric. Oh, we just have to go free the people in the Middle East because all mankind has a spark of freedom. You know, you might be able to make a theological argument on that. You certainly couldn't make a concrete theological argument, but I don't think that's what he was making. I think he was making a westernized idea of freedom that supposedly every man in the world had a spark of that in their soul, and we needed to just go light that spark and with our offensive military operations, and before you know it, they'll have their own version of the Star Spangled Banner in Saudi Arabia, or Iraq or Kuwait or whoever we're destabilizing over there at any given time. Well, has that been a net gain? Has that political rhetoric proven to be true? Well, I think the evidence is pretty clear. No, it hasn't been a net gain. It's no fun bringing up Drudge Report or anything and seeing that some of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ are getting their heads lopped off over there. You know, that's not a fun report to read. So we have to examine, you know, I've witnessed firsthand massive changes politically. I've observed them technologically, and I've observed them politically, and so have you. What has been fascinating here most recently is the growing comfortability of people to talk about secession. As I mentioned, I was talking to Trent about that last night. That's partly because we just are farther and farther removed from the tyrant Lincoln and the Lincoln legacy, his willingness to violate his oath of office, his willingness to absolutely corrupt whatever the Constitution was, and his willingness to kill over 800,000 people and destroy vast swaths of land. We're farther removed. Every year goes by, we're farther removed from that legacy. We're not quite as tainted by that legacy. There are less and less people that are believing that the Civil War settled at Creslin's. Just get over it, you big dummy. We had to kill 800,000 people to put that issue to bed once and for all. There can be no secession because Lincoln and the Civil War settled it. Or when that one doesn't work. Creslin, have you read Texas v. White? Yeah, I know it's about bonds and all that, but that's not the point. I know it's a highly technical decision, but that's not the point. I want to say Texas v. White settled it. I don't even know what Texas v. White means. I don't know what the actual case was, but that's not the point. Mark Levin has told us Texas v. White settled this thing once and for all. Yeah, I know. I don't know what Texas v. White is about. I don't know what the bond issue was all about. I don't know what the Supreme Court was arguing there, but I've been told Texas v. White settles that issue once and for all. Well, so Kreslins, get with it. Get back to talking about Hillary, or we're turning your dumb show off. But seriously, folks, Texas v. White settled absolutely nothing. Nothing. Read the decision yourself. I've read it myself. It's a complicated decision about bonds. In there is a related topic of secession. But and even if the Supreme Court today ruled it, exactly where do they have the authority to rule on that issue? And why do we even think the Supreme Court rules? Are we really that much? Are we really that big or that committed to being slaves that we accept that the Supreme Court can rule? Those nine politically connected attorneys in black dresses can rule. They snap their fingers and tell us to jump, and our response is, yes, sir. How high, sir? The Supreme Court can't settle an issue like that. Where in the Constitution does it say, does it stipulate that the Supreme Court can modify, change an unalienable right? Do you know what secession is? Secession is the unalienable right to free association. You have a right, an unalienable right, a right that cannot be impeded by government, any government, it doesn't matter what government it is out there. You have a right to freely associate with who you want to. And no government, certainly no group of nine politically connected attorneys in black dresses can tell you you can't. Man, we need to get some backbone again. We need to get some moral clarity on this. No, the issue was not settled during the Civil War. All we got from the Civil War was a bigger, more powerful central government. The whatever was begun in 1787 was culminated in 1865, and now we have what we have today as a result of that. That's what we have. You want the basics of the Civil War? Well, look at what we have today. You can trace it back to there. And even before there, when they started unmooring themselves from the Constitution they claimed to support back even as early as the late 1780s, 1790s. That's the truth you're not going to hear on mainstream talk radio. But that's the truth, friends. So Lincoln and his murderous efforts in the 1860s did not solve anything, did not answer any question about secession. Yes, they did answer the question that, you know, if you got the guts to try to pull this off again, just remember, and that's kind of the bullying, in my view, evil threats that you get winked at when you talk about secession today. Oh, Kreslins, don't you forget what happened back in the 1860s, you big idiot. We'll do it again. You and those Oklahomans and Texans and Louisianans and Arkansasians, whatever you call yourself in Arkansas, you guys start getting uppity about leaving the Union, wink, wink. We'll start the shooting again. Now, how moral is that, number one? How mature is that, number two? That's infantile to think that way. You and your goofy Oklahomans want to leave the Union, and our response to that is we're going to shoot you if you do. We're going to put a bullet in my grandson's head because he's part of a family and a part of a large family or a group of people in Oklahoma that want to leave. That's a mature, that's the kind of union I want to be in. That's the kind of government you want. That would say to a state or a group of states that wanted to leave, you know, wanted to exercise their unalienable right to free association when there's absolute silence in the Constitution about secession, about withdrawing from the Union. You want to live in a government? You think a government's legitimate that would say to those states, try it, bucko. We'll start raining down some fire on you. We'll start shooting you. We'll wreck your property. We'll destroy your infrastructure. Look at what these frauds and sycophants are doing with North Carolina. You don't toe the line, bucko. We'll chop you off economically. We'll hurt you. We'll bring pain to you. We will destroy your economy if you don't get in line. Is that why do we think this is exceptional? I'll tell you why, because we've been programmed for our entire lives to believe there's, certainly within the Christian community, that this is nearly a divinely created country, that the Constitution is nearly inspired, just like the Bible is. And that is all based on flawed and faulty thinking, because there's no proof to any of it. It's just a feeling people have. From a secular side, we have a secular religion now. It's called Americanism. We pledge allegiance. We take an oath before our new altar. Every time we put our hands in our heart, we pledge allegiance to one nation under God, indivisible. Well, number one, are we a nation? No, not in a political sense. Number two, are we under God? How can we be when we're violating multiple the Ten Commandments, when we're killing 56 a million babies a year, when we're trying to redefine biology? How can that be under God and we're indivisible? Says who? Says who? This is my great frustration with this topic. We pledge allegiance to this nation, to this flag that represents this nation that's supposedly under God. We're not even, read the preamble to the Constitution, to form a more perfect nation, or to form a more perfect union. What's the word in there? We all know it's union. Even at the writing of the Constitution, they understood themselves to be a union, in agreement with one another, confederating with one another. And today we've morphed into, we're one political nation and we're ruled out of Washington, D.C. and ultimately by 9 politically connected attorneys in black dresses. What they say goes. Under God, it's foolhardy to say that. You almost, never mind. Indivisible. Says who? Who says we're not indivisible? Who says we're not divisible? Did you take an oath to that? Well, you might when you stand up and pledge allegiance to it. You might be agreeing. Yeah, you might actually be taking an oath saying, I agree. Kreslins, get with it. We are one nation under God and we're indivisible. Live with it, bucko. And if you don't like it, we're going to start shooting people. Is that really the system of government you want to live under? Now you see why I'm going to write, I don't consent to this system of government, because I don't. We'll talk about it more when we come back.